Welcome back to the second hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. And once you download that app, you search for WILK News Radio and you favorite us, and that's it. You got us. You don't have to search anymore. We'll be right there, sent to your inbox. You can also catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcasts. Multiple podcasts are made from each show. Usually it's anywhere between 3 and 5 different podcasts. Some of the special features will be on a podcast individually. And then usually each hour of the show is broken down into segments. So make sure you favorite us our podcast as well so you get it downloaded. A little personal note. Last week we had Julie Grant, a host on Court TV from Opening Statements. That's her morning show there, weekday mornings, 8 o'clock. Well, I will be on Opening Statements on Court TV tomorrow with Julie Grant on her show, and that'll be audio and video, so I'll be on camera again. So that'll be tomorrow morning. I think my segment's on about 8:15. So if you're watching Court TV tomorrow morning, 8:15, I will be on a host. I believe we're talking about the Walmart stabbing situation that happened over this weekend. That was just a crazy turn of events, and thankfully there were good Samaritans there to stop it. Not that, almost a dozen people were injured. And speaking to some of the witnesses, it was the people who couldn't get out of this madman's way. But thankfully, a good Samaritan, a Marine who was armed with a handgun, took action and at least stopped him from doing any further damage. That person is, I believe, making a court appearance. I believe I heard the news break say after being arrested. So that's a good thing. So I'll be on Court TV tomorrow morning with Julie Grant, so you can get that wherever you find Court TV on your cable station or your streaming devices or whatever that is there. Well, there's a great Northeast exodus, they're calling it. How high taxes are driving away billions of people and billions of dollars. And Pennsylvania is included in this, and we're going to talk. We're not the highest, we're not the mainstay, but we are taking a hit here in Pennsylvania. New York and New Jersey, of course, lost the bulk of the amount here. They lost $140 billion in income in just one decade. Call it moving van economics. And New York and New Jersey are the biggest losers. But Pennsylvania is in here, so we'll get to that in the story. A new analysis from Unleash Prosperity on the latest census and income tax data finds these two states have lost more residents over the past decade than any other state not named California. So California still leads the nation, but New York and New Jersey are not far behind. And you got to think, what do they all have in common? Yeah. From 2015 to 2024, New York has lost 2 million residents. These are giant population losses for two of America's leading industrial and financial centers throughout the 20th century. You have to realize, after 9/11, a lot of the financial institutions moved to New Jersey, and now they're leaving New Jersey as well. These New York and New Jersey refugees have mostly relocated to the new powerhouse states like Florida, Texas, Tennessee. These moving vans explains why the Southeast is now, for the first time ever, the economically dominant region in the country. Even more problematic for New York and New Jersey is that the movers are taking a lot of personal income and purchasing power with them. From 2012 to 2022, New York has lost $111 billion in income, while New Jersey has lost more than $31 billion. Because the income is lost forever, except for the rare cases where someone exiles and moves back, these losses accumulate year after year. Now, here's where it stands. New York, like we said, $111 billion. California, $102.4 billion. So I stand corrected. California is only after New York after this new data is out. Illinois, $63.3 billion. Again, this is over a 10-year period. New Jersey, $31 billion. Massachusetts, $19.5 billion. Maryland, $17.4 billion. Pennsylvania comes in seventh at $16.5 billion that has left the Commonwealth for other states. Ohio, right after that, 15.3. Virginia, 14.1. And Connecticut, 12.6. Now, outside of Virginia, which does have a Republican governor, but it has the Congress controlled by the Democrats, one house anyway, all the other states, New York, California, Illinois, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Connecticut. But Pennsylvania, seventh on that list at $16.5 billion. So why are so many people leaving the Northeast? Well, a myriad of reasons. Crime, cost of living, better job opportunities, warmer weather, and yes, to save money on taxes. New York, New Jersey, and California are the three biggest losers in the interstate migration sweepstakes. And they just happen to be the states with the highest state local taxes add-ons. The big winner, states like Florida and Texas, have no income tax at all. So states which lost the most people domestically from 2015 to 2024, California, number one, 2.3 million people. New York, just over 2 million. Illinois, just over 1 million. New Jersey, 522,000. Massachusetts, 300,000. Maryland, 268,000. Louisiana, 249,000. Then Pennsylvania again, 238,898 people. That's how many people left the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Doesn't sound like a whole lot, but that tax base is a pretty big tax base. And this is people with the ability to move elsewhere, which means they're bringing income, they're bringing network with them out of the state, out of the Commonwealth. And that's what they're talking about in this story. There's a warning sign that should be flashing. The place in America with the highest income tax is New York City. Now one of the leading candidates for mayor, Zohran Mamdani, wants to raise the tax on the rich by another 2 percentage points. Once you've taxed the rich, and listen, this tax the rich thing, and once you get past the debacle that it truly is, because the top 1%, the top 10%, the top 5%, and every demographic pays the majority of the taxes. So they are paying their fair share and then some. But yes, it's easy to say, well, they have all the extra money. We can just squeeze a little more out of them. Yes, okay. Theoretically, you can, but it hasn't worked anywhere in history. In France, they tried to institute, and you could do your own research on this. They tried to institute what was called a yacht tax because a lot of people in France had yachts. And they introduced this yacht tax because they figure, well, if you're wealthy enough to have a splurge and disposable income to buy a yacht, then we could tax you higher. And they said, yeah, you could do that. You could pass that law. And once you get enough people in place, they pass that law. And what happened is all the people with those yachts just registered their yachts in Italy or other states, Spain. And now France got nothing, because if you're targeting the people with the biggest resources to do something about it, you're only going to hurt yourself in the long run. Simply here, you know, you want to tax the wealthiest people in, let's say, New York. Well, the people in New York are just going to sell and leave and go elsewhere because they can. And they're probably not tied down to a 9-to-5 job like you or I. They're probably not tied down to routes that can't be moved because they have the ability to say, hey, we're going to move from New York. We're going to move somewhere, Texas. We're going to move to Florida. We're going to move somewhere else. And take their family with them. Take their wealth. Take their businesses. We can just up and relocate. There's very little business that can't be done anywhere this day and age. So, yes, it's easy to say we're going to target these entities. We're going to These people have so much excess of income that they won't even know it. Well, they know it, believe me. They didn't become rich. They didn't become wealthy because they're not frugal, because they don't have an awareness of their worth and what they can do and where they can do it. So they'll just up and move. And that's exactly what's happening. That's what these statistics show. It's no anomaly that the highest tax states are losing the most amount of people, taking the most amount of money with them. And what happens, though, and no one ever tries to answer this question, or no real media asks this to someone like a Mamdani who wants to run New York like a socialist utopia. What happens when there's no one left to tax? What happens when they all leave? What happens when you only have middle, lower, and poor? Because no one else wants to be subject to your nonsense that has failed throughout history and been successful nowhere throughout history. They make promises that they know they can't keep. They come up with programs that sound good to the uneducated or people who just think that, hey, we're going to make out on this deal because it's other people who are going to pay for it. Well, sooner or later, the other people up and leave. You know, if there was a bar or a restaurant where you're only going to charge the people who make over $100,000, and they're going to pay for the people who make under $100,000 because you're only charging them, and they have extra money, so they can pay for it. Well, how long do you think before people who make over $100,000 decide, hey, I'm just going to have drinks on my deck? I'm not going to go to this place anymore. It costs too much. And all I'm doing is supporting everybody else. People are voting with their feet, with moving vans, as per this survey. And until people really grasp, and Pennsylvania's right in the middle of this, on both the amount of people who've left and the amount of money in the billions that have left. People taking, what was Pennsylvania? $16.5 billion? And yes, that's over 10 years. But do you know what the tax base on $16.5 billion is? That could have went to schools, that could have went to roads, that could have went to things in Pennsylvania. But because they overburden, because they mismanage, because they pave our roads dozens of times because they can't figure out how to do it right or oversee it right, people are choosing with their feet or their moving vans. You know, I talk about it here all the time. I wanted and still want to spend the rest of my life here in Northeast Pennsylvania. But if Lackawanna County doesn't get its act together and wants to tax and reassess and everything else to the point where it becomes too much of a burden, and not that we can't afford it, but too much of a burden, then yeah, why wouldn't I sell my house for what they say it's worth and I can pay for a year's rent anywhere in the country I wanted to off the interest of my house sale? Because I'm not going to stay here to lose money. It's as simple as that. And there are a lot of other people in that boat that can do that and will do that and are doing that based on these numbers to the tune of 233,898 that have left this state. We're not gaining people. We're losing people. Those are people whose kids aren't going to colleges here. Those are people who aren't buying groceries here. Those are people that aren't going to restaurants here, aren't paying for gas here, aren't registering their vehicles here. See the trickle-up effect here? When you run a reasonable, well-managed, fiscally conservative state, people want to be here. And everyone wins when they are here. Chase them away. Little by little, that bucket dries up. It's 4:23 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together.